Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right, let's turn our Bibles to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. Ezekiel, chapter 37. Kindly be patient with me. I won't be taking long here. So, we need to catch up with time. Ezekiel chapter 37, I'll be reading verse 1 and verse 2. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry.
Yeah.
May God help us this evening.
Amen.
The title of our ceremony is Dry Bones.
Amen.
God, in his own mercy, was speaking to the prophet of old, Ezekiel. He gave him a vision, and in that vision, he saw in a valley some dry bones.
Amen.
Dry bones, they were many, which is a quality, quantifier. In terms of quantity, they were many. In terms of quality, which is a qualifier, they were very dry. Meaning to say, it's a replica of a human being who is totally finished. It's a representation of life that if you may try to think or imagine, there is nothing that can come out of it. But God, in his own wisdom and omnipotence, he knows what he can do.
Amen.
Why? Because we are his creation.
Amen.
In this vision, just to bring it down to today, we are seated here, a human body, the greater mass of it, the greater mass of the human body is composed of water. But let me tell you, the most portion of the body, the fulcrum of the body, is made up of bones. To exist, for you to exist, for you to be able to move around, it's because you have bones. God was talking to Ezekiel, bringing out the aspect of dry bones, which were life that had ceased to exist. In this essence, God created mankind and breathed his breath of life into a human being, and man became a living soul. And man was in fellowship with God right from creation. But there happens to be a time when evil came in and man was lost from the image of God. He lost that resemblance of the Spirit of God that he possessed, and he became dead. So, likewise, this message is coming to a human being that is dead in spirit. A person who has lost life. May God help us this evening. And speak to every individual of us, each one of us, and get to know what God requires out of us this evening. As God was speaking to Ezekiel, there were questions posed. The first question that we read is in verse 3. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? What an intriguing question. What a very difficult question. A scenario where I'm sure every one of us, we have seen bones, we've chewed some bones here and there. And you can't expect life after out of the bone that is just lying there. But God is asking a question, saying, can these bones live? We thank God. In terms of the physical, these bones were dead, they were dry, and probably decomposing. But God knew what he meant when he spoke that. He was speaking about restoration.
Amen.
Can these dry bones be restored and be given life again? We thank God.
Amen.
The prophet of old did not mince his words. He said, the response is here. O Lord God, thou knowest.
Amen. Amen.
This is as far as humans can go. We have no strength of our own. We have nothing that we can do by our own selves.
Amen.
But we only need to throw back the honor, the glory to where it belongs.
Amen.
We need to give God credit for everything.
Amen.
Our life to be what we are is God.
Amen.
Saved or unsaved, to be where you are is God.
Amen.
And God has brought you and I here today for a purpose.
Amen.
And this is the purpose that we have to expound. This is the purpose that we have to go through and see what God has in store for us this evening. May God help us.
Amen.
Can these dry bones live?
Amen.
We are looking at a scenario that is hopeless. We are looking at a scenario that is lifeless. We are looking at a scenario where you cannot draw anything out of it beneficial. But God, through his own wisdom and knowledge, he is questioning Ezekiel to say, can these bones live? Today, I don't know in your life what it is that is dead. I don't know what it is that is shattered. I don't know what it is that has been destroyed completely. But God is posing a question to you and I, which if we answer correctly, which if we respond correctly, we'll come out with a glorious answer. We'll move out of this building, you know, rejoicing, because God does the impossible.
Amen.
When he threw back the response to God to say, you are the only one who knows. May God help us.
Amen.
You know, this one reminds me of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was asked, if we read Jeremiah chapter 32 from verse 27, you will find the same question. God posing a question to Jeremiah. Is there anything that is too hard for God?
Yeah.
The response, we find it on verse 17, where this man, Jeremiah, said, oh Lord God, you created the heavens and the earth. With your own mighty hand, they exist. And with you, we know that there is nothing impossible with you.
Amen.
You know, to have such an understanding is a blessing.
Amen.
To have such an appreciation will save you and I today.
Amen.
May God help us.
Amen.
God is saying, these are the dry bones. And they were representing the children of Israel, the house of God, chosen among all nations, selected from all the majority to be the people of God. But they wandered away from him. They didn't want to go the God way. They didn't want to worship him the way he had called them out. It can be you and I today. You have been hearing the voice of God speaking to you constantly. God giving you chances. From the beginning of the camp today up to now, God has been speaking to you and I. Probably you are not yet saved. If you are not yet saved, you are in the same category of the dry bones. You are dead before God. There is no recognition of life. You may think you are living. You may think you own yourself. But let me tell you, before God, you are dead. You only need to acknowledge him this evening to say, oh Lord God, thou knowest.
Amen.
May God help us this evening. If we read verse 4, we now find the component that God is directing the prophet. He is drawing him to his own word. He is saying, son of man, speak the word that the dry bones may be. In man's imagination, it was something that is not possible to be done. For dry bones to rise and live again. But God is now directing the course of action. Even in the same evening that we have today, tonight, God wants you to listen to his word. The word that God breathes to us is life.
Amen.
You know, this is not a place for entertainment. No. This is a place where lives are reconstituted.
Amen.
This is a place where broken lives are rebuilt.
Amen.
This is a place where you can, by the grace of God, live again.
Amen.
If you have been dead in sin, may God help us.
Amen.
Sin kills the soul.
Yeah.
Sin destroys the component of life in us. If you are a sinner tonight, you can change camp. You can move from a place of insignificance to a place where you can have significance. You can come out of a situation of having lifeless. A lifeless situation to a situation where you will be given life again. As we are gathered here this evening, I'm telling you, God is ready. It's only you and I. Like the dead, dry bones in the valley, when the word was spoken to them, they heard the message.
Amen.
Though dead as they were, but they had the message. I tell you, there is nothing that God can fail to do in your life.
Amen.
If only you are sincere to your soul.
Amen.
If only you can come and humble yourself, you know, give yourself to God and say, here am I, Lord, save me.
Amen.
God speaks to situations and they will not remain the same.
Amen.
This evening, the word of God as it is coming to you. Yeah. Believe it.
Yeah.
Amen. Hear it.
Amen.
And it will save you.
Amen.
God help us.
Amen.
You know, it reminds me of the night when Peter and the other disciples were toiling. They tried to fish the whole night, trying to catch fish. Through their experience of fishing, with all the knowledge, the understanding they had, but they caught nothing. But when Jesus came into the arena and asked a question, "Sons, do you have anything with you?" They responded correctly to say, "Nothing. We have caught nothing." And thereon he instructed them, "Cast your nets to the right side and you catch." The simple instruction as it was, after toiling the whole night, catching nothing, but at the moment when they observed the instruction, the situation changed.
Amen.
They caught in a way that they could not even understand.
Yeah.
Tonight, I promise you.
Amen.
Tonight, I promise you.
Amen.
This is your night.
Amen.
This is my night.
Amen.
Tonight, I promise you.
Yeah.
God will not gather us here for nothing. He is not coming to entertain us, but he is coming to give gifts. He is coming to give life. He is coming to give restoration in all the facets of life, in all the areas of life. God is looking at you and I, and he knows your challenge. He knows your situation. I may not know it. The ministers here may not know it. But God in heaven, he's so much concerned. He sees the dryness. He sees the deadness. He sees the hopelessness. He sees the lifelessness. And he's so much concerned that today he has brought you to this time so that you may hear his message of restoration, so that you may witness the power of restoration upon your life. God has done it to me several times. I cannot mention them all. I heard someone saying he was bitten by a scorpion. I was bitten by a snake in Mozambique, doing the work of the Lord there. If my memory serves me well, that was 2008. Well, I was coming from, it was a scenario of a camp meeting like this. After accompanying the brethren, we had gathered a church. We walked with them. On coming back, I was beaten. It was evening. It just hit my legs and it ran into the grass. All of a sudden, I could feel my breath was going away. You know, I know the poison, what it does. Here in my bones, I know what it is. God made me to test that for a witness, for a testimony to you and I today, that we may share bits and pieces of what God does. My brother, Felix, those who know him, he's a choir master in Mozambique. He had to hold me by his hand. We were walking, mind you, no cars, no what, evening, no help, no what. But there, God in heaven, I made a prayer in my heart and said, "God, if you deliver me from this poison, I'm going to save you more and more." And God did it.
Amen.
When we got to church, my dear pastor, Reverend Chatiso, laid his hands on me. All of a sudden, I don't know how and what happened, I don't know. But I now testify that God does the impossible.
Amen.
When I was weak and frail because of the poison, it was now constraining my lungs. I could feel it. But when the hands were laid on me, the poison disappeared.
Amen.
I am one person who has seen so many miracles in my life. I cannot keep quiet but to testify.
Amen.
The power of miracles. The miracle of salvation, one of the greatest of them all, that God can do to you and I, to everyone, is given for free. The greatest of them all, the miracle of transformation, where your life will be changed completely. You feel it, you'll experience it. No one tells you, you will confirm with your mouth. The miracle of salvation. When you are saved, you will have power. The power to live above sin.
Amen.
These dry bones that we are talking about, when the word was preached to them, that hear dry bones, hear the message of God.
Amen.
I tell you, there was rattling, there was noise, bone to bone, starting to cling together, bone to bone, collecting themselves together.
Amen.
I don't know which part was where, but God knows. He reconstituted them. He put them together. You know, there is no element, there is no component that was left behind. The response that we hear is they rose up. Then they became a mighty man, a mighty army. And the Spirit of God was prophesied upon the dry bones, and they became a living army. You know, God can do things that you have never seen, my brother. God is ready to do things that you have never witnessed in your life. In 1 Corinthians, the Bible says, eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered in the imagination, in the mind of man, what God has in store for you. You can only limit yourself. You can only limit yourself. If you want to walk in the realm of miracles and wonders of God, today you can experience it. He does. He has done so many things to so many people. He has saved so many souls. God can still save you. Whether your life is broken, your life is shattered, you have no hope, if you can't bring things together, I tell you, God is ready today.
Amen.
This evening, God can remake you.
Amen.
God can remold you.
Amen.
You will become a good child.
Yeah.
You will become a good husband.
Yeah.
You will become a good wife.
Yeah.
Not by intent, not by your own effort, but through the Spirit of God,
Amen.
Through transformation that He does. When He gives you a new heart, when He gives you a new mind, when He gives you a new perspective to life, you become a new person. Now look at them. When a man is in Christ Jesus, he becomes a new creation, totally different. This can be you tonight. God is ready to make you anew. You know, my brother, you know, my sister, those challenges that you can talk of, be it financial, be it what, God can put you in a strait. God can allow situations to mold you, to mold me. God can allow situations to come so that we may continue to be inclined towards Him. But He can give children, even tonight, with an empty womb. Probably the doctors have declared you can't bear. Probably you have been condemned to say you are infertile as a man. But I'm telling you, in that seed, if you speak a word tonight, God will create a child from nothing. I know it myself. I experienced it with my child, my wife. We went for 2 years without a child, and we called on God. I've seen many people who have gone through that, some 8 years, some 15 years, some what. God can just allow a situation for to mold you, but He is ready. He is more than ready to give you what you will ask, what you need. No matter the doctors have declared you have ceased, no matter the doctors have said you can. He raised me when I fell down. Oh, stop! I know what it is, but God raised me to preach about it, to tell you about it, that I am a living testimony to what God can do. If He did it to me, He can do it to you. God is ready. What do you need? You may have a mind Satan. You may have a mind that is completely destroyed. Whatsoever you lay your hands on, they don't make up. Whatsoever you touch, it seems like it's cursed. Your life is cursed. But I tell you, don't blame people. Don't look to whosoever. Look to God. Listen this to God this night. God can turn around your situation. Tonight, God can change the equation. Tonight, God can do things that you have never seen or imagined. God is ready. Are you ready? God is ready. Are you ready? The altar is open. Are you ready? Your soul, have you made up your mind to say, God, I'm ready. God, I want you to touch my life. God, I want you to change my life. God, I want you to transform my life. No matter the difficulty that God can apportion to you, he called me and he said, leave your workplace. Go to the ministry. That was one of the most difficult situations. And I said, thy will be done. It was so difficult with a young family, expecting a lot of things. You are working, you want to constitute yourself. You are looking at the future of your children, your future, your life, everything. But God says, leave that and go to my work. That was 29 October 2020. It was one of the difficult moments in my life. But I surrendered. I said, so many times I was running away. So many times I was just hiding. But I said, Lord, here am I. Whatsoever you desire, whatsoever you want, I am at your disposal. I'm just but a tool in your hand. My brother, my sister, the altar is open.
Amen.
You can come.
Amen.
If you want sanctification, God is ready.
Amen.
If you want the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God is ready.
Amen.
You want healing, God is ready.
Amen.
Whatsoever you desire, God is ready.
Amen.
May the name of the Lord be blessed.
Amen. 212, come on, pray. Come on, pray. 212. Amen. Today, tonight is your night. Why not you? 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 Amen. Amen. Why not you? Why not you?
Thank you. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening. We want to thank you, my Lord, my God, for you give life even to the dry bones. Here are your children gathered with all the hope, the trust in your word. Restore, my Lord, my God, we are in the week of restoration. We want to thank you, my Heavenly Father, you don't gather people for nothing. We want to thank you. Glory be to your name. Here they are. Meet each and every one of in their point of need. My Lord, my God, we want to give you glory and honor. We have seen great and mighty things which you are working. Oh,